Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle and set apart for the gospel of God, Romans 1:1 NIV. Before he could make this bold statement about his life and call, he was a blasphemer and a persecutor and a violent man, 1 Timothy 1:13 NIV. He rose against the church and persecuted Christians. When Stephen was being stoned to death, he was there enjoying the fruit of his labor as a persecutor of the brethren. He saw the blood gushing out of Stephen's face but was unconcerned and happy that at last the Christians were being taken out of the scene. This was the man who made this bold declaration in the first statement above. Paul was called by God, empowered by the Holy Spirit, taught by the risen Lord, testified by his fellow apostles, and witnessed to the Gentiles. The many books he wrote and the number of churches he founded confirmed that he was indeed an apostle. God used this unexpected man in reaching the Gentiles and penning many books in the New Testament. God told Ananias about Paul's conversion and calling, "Go. This man is my chosen instrument to carry my name before the Gentiles and their kings and before the people of Israel. I will show him how much he must suffer for my name," Acts 9:15-16 NIV. The 11 apostles might have been thinking about how they were going to reach the people who were in the far country, but one of God's answers was Paul. God chose Paul specifically for the Gentile world. The Gentile world had neglected God for far too long. They had lived to please themselves. Instead of glorifying God, they made images and worshiped these images. They exchanged the glory of God for images of birds, animals, and reptiles. This was the world that Paul was sent to be its apostle. When Jesus told his disciples to be his witness even to the ends of the world, he knew that Paul was going to handle the Gentiles. However, Peter was the first apostle to preach and minister to a Gentile, as we discussed in the previous article. Peter opened a door which Paul entered forever. Paul worked and died as an apostle to the Gentile, in a Gentile world. This was how the gospel reached the ends of the earth. To be fair, God used other means for the spread of the gospel, such as the testimony of those who had converted into Christianity, and also, the generosity and hospitality of the believers. However, Paul was the one who embodied these things. He was the preacher and pastor to the Gentiles, as Peter was the pastor to the Jewish believers. God could have used anyone to spread the gospel. We saw that he even used Philip, a deacon who had become an evangelist, to reach the far neglected, half-raced, and sin-loving Samaritans. Philip ministered healing even to those who were sick. God could have done that by choosing anyone for this great task of sending the gospel to the ends of the earth, but it pleased the only wise, King Eternal, and the immortal God to use this persecutor, violent man, chief among sinners, and a blasphemer for the great task. When he had touched the violent man, Paul changed from being a hard man. He became a humble man. It pleased Paul to acknowledge that he was only a servant of Jesus. It pleased him to acknowledge that his sufficiency comes from God. It was this same Paul who, when the church at Corinth rose against him, appealed instead of being violent. What happened to Saul of Tarsus? He was touched by a divine hand, and his life was changed forever. He became a pen in the Master's hand, and the course of history was changed forever. When we look at our past lives, we do not deserve what we have. We could agree with Paul that we were all chief among sinners. We have experienced the deadening power of sin. Yet, we have been touched by a divine hand. Had it not been for God, our stories would have been different. It pleased the only wise God to touch our lives. Yes, there might have been some Ananias who felt hesitant believing our conversion story. Nonetheless, the loving Father has touched us, and that is the final say. The hesitancy of the Ananias in believing our story does not change the fact that God has touched our lives and has made us new. God spoke with Ananias about Paul's conversion and calling, and this settled it for Ananias. God will speak through our lives to those who do think that we are making up our own conversion stories. Paul was a lump of clay in the hands of the great potter, and his life was reshaped, remolded, and rebranded. He was a blasphemer, a violent man, and a persecutor. He became a believer, a calm and spirit-led man, and also the persecuted. Because of his profession and confession, he was hunted down like a dog. Paul, though dead, still speaks to us. Why? It is because God spoke through him at a time when he was touched. This could be our stories if we would completely rest, rely upon, and trust God to work in and through us. Soli Deo Gloria. Michael Yautano. tanamichael65@gmail.com. You can also listen to this and similar posts on these podcasting apps: Anchor, Breaker, Pocket Casts, Public Radio, and Spotify.